재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are just taking a look at some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Saturday, October 24th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 10월 24일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look. This one is talking about something I have almost zero familiarity with. It would be what is known as pocket money or an allowance. That is something I do not know of because I have never had it before. we call an allowance or pocket money, we call it 용돈. 용돈 here is, as you know, 돈 is money. And that 용돈 there is that pocket money that kids often get. Or, you know, you can give it to someone. Sometimes children give it to their parents as well. You know, something that they're giving for them to spend. And we're going to be talking about kids learning how to handle that pocket money today. Now, this article came out in 1995, 1995년에 나오는 헤드라인이에요. So this one here, let's tackle it first in Korean, and then we'll just kind of switch it on over into English. Let's go. It says here, 용돈은 자녀 스스로 관리하도록. And so basically what we're taking here is, as you know, this pocket money, we covered that 용돈 here, that allowance, and how it should be taken care of by the children themselves. So when we talk about a child, we often use the term 자녀, 자녀. And how the children themselves, when we're talking about themselves, that term 스스로, 스스로 gets added on there, themselves, doing it for themselves. So, as you guys might remember, we had talked with Professor Daniel on Thursday about all these different terms, and one of the terms that had come up was 관리, when we talked about the 관리부, and that term 관리 was often used for managing. Now, in the same sense here, this term 관리하도록, we're talking about how children need to manage or take care of this 용돈 themselves. So here, that 관리하다 is talking about managing their pocket money, taking care of the pocket money themselves. And so what this article was saying in 1995 is how money education for kids, it is very good, very important, but if you do it wrong, it can have a very negative effect. It can make kids be a little stingy, you know, kind of if they emphasize it too much, they can be, you know, a little overly frugal in that aspect here. But it is good to emphasize how important money education is and making them responsible. So what they recommended here was whether it's for a week or for a month, having kids manage their own allowance and making it their own responsibility and not having it depend on their parents' wealth. That would be something good. So whether it's their child's grades or their personal characteristics, and then having the parents monitor their spending, but allowing them to kind of be in control, allowing the kids to be in control of what they want to spend their things on and how much they want to spend it, if they want to spend it all at once, if they want to save it up a little bit. Let them figure out how to use their money and value their money and value their spendings. And that will kind of teach them the importance of savings and proper, money kind of saving techniques as well. And they said they also insist on not giving money for doing chores. That was a big thing because that could kind of teach them that they should be rewarded for doing basic responsibilities. And that's not necessarily what you want them to be valuing things. Those sorts of things, such as cleaning their house or helping around the kitchen, that's not necessarily what they should be doing here. And so they said it should go towards, you know, teaching them financial concepts and kind of taking responsibility for their life and helping them in an educational aspect. Now, for me personally, I did not have 용돈. 저는 용돈 안 받았어요. I literally had none. My mom, direct quote. Do you know what she said to me? She was like, if you would like an allowance, she's like, I will allow you to live in this house. That is what I will allow. She's like, you will get to do this household chores to stay here. And I was like, okay, thank you. I love you. And so basically, the way I earned money was I would start babysitting at 7 or 8 years old. And then at age 13, I got my first part-time job. 네, 13살 때쯤 그때 알바 처음 시작하게 되었고요. 오토바이. 가게에서요. I was a part-timer at a motorcycle shop there. And so I'm curious about you guys. Did you get an allowance? And kind of like, how did you spend your money? Because I have no idea what that's like. Let me know your thoughts. 네, 여러분은 용돈 받으셨나요? 뭐 어디다 많이 쓰셨나요? Let me know, because I would love to hear what that's like to have it. But now, let's listen to our next song here. It's by the Kaiser Chiefs, and it's called I Can Do It Without You. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. Here at Headline Korean, I'm just going to take this headline and we're just going to break it on down, and I'll give you those key words and the key phrases and overall key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in current issues here in Korea. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning in to Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is probably going to be one that everyone here is going to connect with really well. I know that I certainly did when I first read it. It is about what we call spacing out. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 멍하니 바라보는 것에 대한 내용이네요. So, this basically spacing out is one of these great things that I feel like we all need in our life here. Those moments where you can just find a little healing time where you don't need to do anything. You just kind of zone out. And in Korean, we kind of call that 멍. We have a term where we just kind of 멍, like 멍 때리고 있어요. Or you like, and so we have this term here that we're going to be talking about. And I want to explain it before we get into the headline here. It's a new one called 물멍. 물멍. And so it's combining the term water, 물, and 멍 to zone out. So I'm just going to give you that here as the heads up. Not going to explain it any more than that. Let's just jump into the headline here and see if you can figure it out. It says here, 힐링이 필요할 땐 물멍. 반려, 수조, 돌보는 재미도 솔솔. So what we're talking about here again is that 물멍, which is that water spacing out. Now, I know that's going to sound very odd in the beginning, but I promise it's going to make sense by the end of this. So it's saying when you need healing, that kind of healing time, that reflective moment where you just need a break, when you need that 필요할 땐, that time when you need it, take a water spacing out break, 물멍. So again, it's this newly coined term because before this term came about, I had often heard the term 불멍, 불멍. And that's talking about fire 멍. Again, it's taking that same 멍 of like zoning out or spacing out, but combining it with fire. And so I would often hear that term whenever I'd be looking at like a bonfire or maybe like a barbecue or even just like a fireplace or something like that. And I'd be zoning out or spacing out, staring at the crackly embers. You'd often see or hear someone say, 불멍. But I guess now the new term is 물멍. So that's what this article is saying. When you need healing, 물멍, water spacing out. Now that second part here, the 발려, 수조, 돌보는 재미도 솔솔. That's saying it's fun to take care of fish and water tanks. So it's kind of like these two parts to this here. The companion fish is that 반려어. We're taking that same word that we used for 반려동물, that for like a pet here. It's companion, and adding the Chinese character 어 for fish and making 반려어. And then you're also taking the term 수조 for water tank. And we're kind of talking about how you like to take care of those. You like to, it's fun to do that, that 재미도. It's very fun and interesting. And so they're saying that many kind of people these days would love to go out to sea, but don't have the time, don't have the space or energy to do that. So they're getting these water tanks at their house and are finding that there is this meditative effect or quality to looking at this water and kind of calming them down just by kind of preparing these sort of, you know, water tanks for their fish, or just having these fountains, or, you know, sort of waterfall effects in them. They find it very healing and relaxing to have them there. Now, an aquarium owner actually gave an interview and said in the past it used to be people only in their 40s, but recently it's increased to people in their 30s and 20s who are purchasing these sort of aquariums and different types of water products. And these days, there's two things that have kind of become the newest trend. One is aqua terrier, which is basically taking the word aqua and interior and just kind of decorating these water tanks kind of past normal fish bowls, making them more kind of trendier. And then aquascape, which is making aqua and landscapes like very natural sceneries, beautiful waterfalls and corals and stones and trees, is just very decorative bowls and things like that. These are all very popular ways to decorate your home and make it a very healing environment. So I'm kind of curious about you guys and how you feel about this. Do you kind of prefer the route of 물멍 and like looking into water and finding healing in that way? Or do you kind of prefer the aspect of 불멍 and looking into fire and kind of finding healing in that way? Let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear what you have to say. 네, 여러분은 물멍이나 불멍을 해보셨나요? Let me know. But let's listen to our next song here. It's by Missei and it's called 멍하니.